No sé casi nada de eso. I don't know almost anything about that. This sentence uses the verb saber. To know, in the negative form. The phrase casi nada means almost nothing. It is important to note the use of the preposition de, which is used to specify what the speaker doesn't know about. Breakdown. No. No. Se. I know, present tense of saber. Casi. Almost. Nada. Nothing. De. About slash of, this preposition is used to specify what the speaker doesn't know. Eso. That refers to something previously mentioned or understood. Ahora formas parte de la élite. Now you are part of the elite. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Breakdown. Ahora. Ahora. Means now, and is an adverb of time. Formas. Formas. Is the second person singular form of the verb. Formar. Which means, to form, or, to be part of. It is conjugated in the present tense. Part. Parte. Is a noun meaning, part, de. Is a preposition meaning, of, la, la. Is the definite article meaning, the, elite, élite. Is a noun meaning, elite. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb, formar. In the present tense to indicate the current status of the subject, it uses the preposition de to show the relationship between the subject and the object. The definite article la is used to identify the specific group of people referred to as the elite. ¿Te resultó divertido? Did you have fun? This sentence uses the preterite tense of the verb resultar, which means to turn out or to result in. In this context, it is used to ask if something was enjoyable. The te is the indirect object pronoun, meaning you, and is used to indicate that the question is directed at the listener. The divertido is an adjective meaning fun or enjoyable. The question mark indicates that it is a question. Es peligroso nadar en este río. It is dangerous to swim in this river. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser, to be, and is used here as a copula, linking the subject. Peligroso. Dangerous, to the predicate. Nadar en este río. To swim in this river. Peligroso is an adjective meaning dangerous. Nadar is the infinitive form of the verb to swim. En is a preposition meaning in. Este is a demonstrative adjective meaning this. Río is a noun meaning river. The sentence structure is simple and follows the typical subject-verb-predicate order. Su hermano es casado, pero no tiene hijos. His brother is married, but he does not have children. Breakdown. Su. This is a possessive adjective meaning his or her, and agrees in gender with the noun. Hermano. Brother. Hermano. This is a masculine noun meaning brother. Es. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser. To be casado. This is a masculine past participle, functioning as an adjective here, meaning married. Pero. This is a conjunction meaning but. No. This is a negation meaning not. Tiene. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb tener. To have. Hijos. This is a masculine plural noun meaning children. Key concepts. Agreement. The possessive adjective su agrees in gender with the noun, hermano. And the past participle, casado, agrees in gender with the noun, hermano. Verb tense, the verbs, es, and, tiene, are both in the present tense. Negation, the word, no, negates the verb, tiene. ¿Cómo de profundo es el lago? How deep is the lake? The sentence is asking about the depth of the lake. ¿Cómo? Is an interrogative word meaning, how. De is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. Profundo is an adjective meaning, deep. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, ser, meaning, to be. El is the definite article meaning, the. Lago is a noun meaning, lake. The sentence uses the question word, como, to inquire about the depth of the lake. De is used to introduce the concept of depth, and profundo is the adjective used to describe that depth. Es is the verb that connects the question with the subject of the sentence, el lago, which refers to the specific lake in question. Las plantas mueren sin agua. Plants die without water. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Las is the definite article for feminine plural nouns, meaning the. Plantas is the feminine plural noun for plants. Mueren is the third person plural form of the verb. Morir, meaning, to die. Sin is a preposition meaning, without. Agua is the feminine noun for water. Tom tiene la coartada perfecta. Tom has the perfect alibi. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun referring to a person named Tom. Tiene. Tiene. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Tener. To have, in the third person singular. This indicates that Tom is the one possessing something. La. This is the definite article, feminine singular, meaning, the, and specifying that there is only one alibi being discussed. Cortada. Coartada. This is a noun referring to an alibi, a plausible explanation that suggests someone was not at the scene of a crime. Perfecta. Perfecta. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Perfecto. Perfect, and modifies the noun. Coartada. Indicating that the alibi is flawless. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Tiene. Is conjugated to match the subject. Tom. Both being in the third person singular. Definite article. The definite article. La. Is used to indicate that the alibi is specific and known. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Perfecta. Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Coartada. Sentence structure. The sentence follows a basic subject-verb-object structure. Debe haber una primera vez para todo. There must be a first time for everything. Breakdown. Debe. This is the third-person singular form of the verb. Deber. Which means, to have to, or, must. In this case, it's used in the formal, you, form, as if addressing someone with respect. Hablar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Hablar. Which means, to have. Here, it is used as part of a periphrastic conjugation, which is a way to express tense or mood using auxiliary verbs. In this case, it's used with. Hablar. To form the expression, must be. Una. This is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article. Un. Meaning, a, or, an. primera. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, primero, meaning first. Vez. This is a noun meaning time. Para. This is a preposition meaning for. Todo. This is a pronoun meaning everything. Key concepts. Periphrastic conjugation, using auxiliary verbs, like haber. To express tense or mood. Indefinite articles, used to introduce nouns that are not specific, like una. Adjectives, used to modify nouns, like primera. Prepositions, used to show the relationship between words, like para. Pronouns, used to replace nouns, like todo. Mis padres nunca me dejaron hacer nada. My parents never let me do anything. Breakdown. Miss. Mis. Colon. This is the possessive adjective meaning my, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun parents. Padres. 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 Colon. This is the plural noun meaning parents. Nunca. Nunca. Colon. This is an adverb meaning never. Me. Me. Colon. This is the direct object pronoun meaning me. Dejaron. Dejaron. Colon. This is the past tense of the verb dejar, which means to let, to allow. It is conjugated in the third person plural to agree with the subject, parents. Hace. Hacer. Colon. This is the infinitive verb meaning to do. Nada. Nada. Colon. This is a pronoun meaning nothing. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. Possessive adjectives like mis. Agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Direct object pronouns. Direct object pronouns like me. Represent the object of the verb. Past tense conjugation. The past tense of verbs in Spanish, like dejaron, is conjugated to agree with the subject in person and number. Infinitive verbs. Infinitive verbs like hacer are the basic form of the verb. Negation. The word nunca negates the action of the verb. Consideraban a Tom un héroe. They considered Tom a hero. Breakdown. Consideraban. Consideraban. Is the past imperfect tense of the verb considerar. Considerar. To consider. The past imperfect tense in Spanish indicates a continuous action in the past. A. A. Is the preposition, to, or, as. Here it signifies, as, because it is used to indicate the role, or function of someone, or something. Tom. Tom. Is a proper noun, the name of the person being considered. Un. Un. Is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a, or, an. Hero. Héroe. Is a noun meaning hero. Key concepts. Past imperfect tense. The past imperfect tense describes an ongoing action in the past. Preposition, a. This preposition is versatile, and can mean, to, or, as, depending on the context. Indefinite articles. Articles like, un, un. Specify whether the noun is singular, or plural, masculine or feminine, and definite, or indefinite. Tom se comió una naranja. Tom ate an orange. Tom is the subject of the sentence, so it is in the nominative case. See comió is the verb, to eat, in the preterite tense, which is the past tense used to describe a completed action in the past. Una is the indefinite article, meaning a. Naranja is the noun for orange. The sentence is in the simple past tense, indicating that Tom ate the orange at a specific point in the past. Deja que te lleve la maleta. Let me take your suitcase. This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in Spanish. This is because the sentence expresses a wish or desire on the part of the speaker. The subjunctive mood is often used after verbs like cura, to want, desire, to desire, pedir, to ask, ordinar, to order. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Deja, deja, is the imperative form of the verb deja, to let. It is used to give a command or request. Que, que, is a conjunction that introduces the subjunctive clause. Ti, te, is the object pronoun meaning you. It is used as the indirect object of the verb leave, leave. Yele, is the subjunctive form of the verb levar, to carry. The subjunctive mood is used here because it is dependent on the verb dejar. La, la, is the definite article meaning the. It refers to the suitcase. Maleta, maleta, means suitcase. The sentence can also be translated as, let me carry your suitcase. Todo es negociable. Everything is negotiable. Todo means everything and is a masculine singular noun. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser. To be negociable means negotiable and is an adjective modifying the noun. Todo. This sentence highlights the use of the adjective after the noun, which is common in Spanish. It also showcases the agreement between the adjective and the noun in gender and number. Tom es anormal. Tom is abnormal. The sentence structure is a simple subject-verb-adjective construction. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to the person named Tom. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to be. Ser, indicating that Tom is the one being described. Anormal is an adjective describing Tom's state or condition. It's important to note that anormal in Spanish is a fairly strong and even somewhat offensive word to use when describing someone. It implies that Tom is not normal, either physically or mentally. In English, abnormal is often used in a more clinical sense, but in Spanish, the word carries a stronger connotation of being unusual or strange. No hay aire en la luna. There is no air on the moon. The sentence is in the negative form, using the verb haber, to have, and the negative word no. I is the third person singular form of haber in the present tense, indicating that something exists. Aire means air. En la luna means on the moon. En is a preposition meaning in slash on, and la luna is the definite article, the, and noun for moon. The sentence structure is very simple. Negative verb plus noun plus prepositional phrase. Tom lo hizo gratis. Tom did it for free. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence and is a proper noun. Lo is a direct object pronoun, referring to the action that Tom performed. Hizo slash high is the past tense of the verb. Hacer. To do. Gratis is an adverb meaning for free or free of charge. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns in Spanish can replace the noun that is the direct object of a verb. In this case, lo replaces the action that Tom did. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this case, gratis modifies the verb hizo. Si me hubieras ayudado, podría haber terminado el trabajo. If you had helped me, I could have finished the work. The sentence is in the conditional perfect tense, which expresses a hypothetical situation in the past. Si is the conjunction, if. Me is the direct object pronoun, me. Hubieras is the past subjunctive of the verb, haber, to have, conjugated in the second person singular, indicating a hypothetical action in the past. Ayunavo is the past participle of the verb ayuna, to help, and is used with the past subjunctive of kama, to form the conditional perfect. Podia is the conditional form of the verb poda, to be able to, conjugated in the first person singular. Aware is the infinitive of the verb kama, to have, used in the conditional perfect. Terminalo is the past participle of the verb terminar, to finish, and is used with the conditional perfect of kama. El trabajo is the noun phrase, the work. The sentence is a conditional sentence type 3, which describes a hypothetical situation in the past that did not occur. El bus se detuvo, pero nadie se bajó. The bus stopped, but nobody got off. Breakdown. El. This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the bus. This is the noun, bus, and is masculine. Se detuvo. This is the verb, detener, meaning to stop, in the third person singular past tense, which in this case is the reflexive form, so it means it stopped itself. Pero. This is the conjunction, but. Nadie. This is the pronoun, nobody. Se bajó. This is the verb, bajar, meaning, to get off, in the third person singular past tense, which in this case is the reflexive form, so it means, it got off itself. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. Many verbs in Spanish use reflexive pronouns, such as, se. In these sentences, the action of the verb is directed back onto the subject. Third person singular. This refers to the subject, it, or, he slash she. Past tense. This indicates that the action took place in the past. Has tomado una sabia decisión. You have made a wise decision. This sentence is in the present perfect tense, which indicates an action that started in the past, and has an effect on the present. Has is the conjugated form of the verb. Haber. To have, in the third person singular, used with the past participle to form the present perfect. Tomado is the past participle of the verb. Tomar. To take. Una is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a, or, one. Salia is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Salio. Wise. Decisión is a noun meaning decision. The sentence implies that the decision was made in the past, but the consequences of that decision are still relevant in the present. Tom dijo que él estaba completamente confuso. Tom said that he was completely confused. This sentence is in the past tense, and includes a reported statement. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Dijo. Dijo is the past tense of the verb decir. To say. This verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which means it agrees with the subject Tom. Que. Que is a conjunction that introduces the reported statement. It is similar to that in English. Ale. Ale is the subject pronoun for Tom, which is necessary here to clarify who is confused. Estaba. Estaba is the past tense of the verb. Estar. To be. This verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which again agrees with the subject pronoun ale. Completament. Completamente means completely, and is an adverb modifying the adjective. Confuso. Confuso. Confuso means confused, and is an adjective describing the state of Tom. Key concepts. Reported speech. This sentence uses reported speech, which is when you tell someone what another person said. Past tense. The verb. Dijo is in the past tense, indicating that Tom said something in the past. Subject verb agreement. The verbs dijo and estaba are conjugated to agree with their respective subjects, Tom and Dale. Adjectives and adverbs. The adjective confuso describes the state of Tom, while the adverb completamente modifies the adjective. Vale la pena leer esta historia. It is worth reading this story. Breakdown. Vale means is worth in this context. La pena means the trouble or the effort and is used in the phrase valer la pena to mean be worth it. Leer is the infinitive form of the verb to read. Esta means this and modifies the noun. Historia. Story. Historia is the noun, story. The sentence is in the present tense, and the subject is understood to be ello. It. Ella rechazó mi oferta. She rejected my offer. The sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Breakdown. Ella. This is the subject pronoun. She. Rechazo. This is the third person singular preterite form of the verb rechazar, meaning to reject. My. This is the possessive adjective. My. Oferta. This is the noun. Offer. Cerrarías la puerta, por favor? Would you please close the door? Breakdown. Cerrarías la puerta, por favor? Cerrarías. This is the formal usted form of the verb cerrar, to close, in the conditional tense, indicating a polite request. It literally translates to, would you close la puerta? La is the definite article for feminine singular nouns, and puerta means door. This phrase means the door. Por favor. This phrase translates to please and is used to make a request more polite. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The conditional tense in Spanish is used to express polite requests, hypothetical situations, and possibilities. Formal vs. informal. In Spanish, there are formal and informal ways of addressing people. The use of usted and its verb conjugations indicates formality, while the use of tú indicates informality. Direct object pronouns. The, la, in, la puerta is a direct object pronoun. It replaces the noun, door, in the sentence to avoid repetition. Debes creer en ti mismo. You must believe in yourself. Breakdown. Debes. This is the verb, deber, in the second person singular, you, and present indicative tense. It means, must, or, should. Creer. This is the verb, creer, meaning, to believe, in the infinitive form. In. This preposition means in. D. This is the reflexive pronoun, yourself, second person singular, mismo. This is an adjective that adds emphasis to the pronoun. It means same or self. The entire sentence literally translates to you must believe in yourself, same. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. D. Is a reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of the verb is directed back to the subject. Emphasis with mismo, the use of mismo, emphasizes the idea of yourself and reinforces the importance of believing in oneself. Tengo 40 años. I am 40 years old. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Tengo is the first person singular present tense of the verb tener. To have. Cuarenta is the Spanish word for 40. Años is the plural form of año. Year. The sentence literally translates to, I have 40 years. However, in English, we use the phrase, I am 40 years old, to express the same idea. La próxima vez me toca conducir. The next time it's my turn to drive. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the. Próxima means next, and is feminine, because it modifies the feminine noun, vez, which means time. Vez is used to refer to a specific instance or occasion. Me is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Toca is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb tocar, which means to touch or to be one's turn. Conducir is the infinitive form of the verb to drive. The phrase me toca conducir is a common way to say, it's my turn to drive. The sentence is in the future tense because of the use of la próxima vez, which indicates that this will happen in the future. Seré libre. I will be free. The sentence uses the future tense of the verb ser, to be, which is seré. Seré is the first person singular future tense conjugation of ser. Libre is the adjective free in the masculine singular form. The sentence is in the future tense. Vi a un niñito corriendo. I saw a little boy running. Vi. This is the past tense of the verb ver. To see. The I at the end indicates that the subject is yo, I, a. This is the preposition a, which translates to, or at, in this sentence. It's used to indicate direction or location. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or an. Since niñito is masculine, it's un niñito. This is a diminutive form of the word niño. Boy. The suffix ito makes the word cute and small. Corriendo. This is the present participle of the verb correr. To run. It's used to describe an action happening in the present moment. Corrimos en el parque. We ran in the park. Corrimos is the past tense of the verb correr, meaning to run. It is conjugated in the first person plural, indicating that the action was performed by we, the speaker, and at least one other person. En means in, indicating the location where the running took place. El parque means the park, identifying the specific location. Mañana es domingo. Tomorrow is Sunday. The sentence mañana es domingo uses the word mañana, which means tomorrow in English. This is a common way to say tomorrow in Spanish. It is followed by the verb es, which is the third person singular form of the verb ser, which means to be. The word domingo is the Spanish word for Sunday. This is a direct translation of tomorrow is Sunday. Siento como si no fuese lo suficientemente bueno. I feel like I'm not good enough. Breakdown. Siento. This is the present tense of the verb sentir, meaning to feel. It is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I feel. Como si. This is a phrase meaning as, if, or like. It introduces a subordinate clause that describes the feeling. No fuese. This is the imperfect subjunctive form of the verb ser, meaning to be. The subjunctive mood is used here because it is expressing a hypothetical or uncertain situation. It is conjugated in the third person singular, which in this case refers to I, the subject of the main clause. Lo suficientemente bueno. This means good enough. Lo is a pronoun that emphasizes the adjective suficientemente, meaning sufficiently. Bueno is the masculine singular form of the adjective good. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The subjunctive mood is used to express hypothetical, uncertain, or emotional situations. Imperfect subjunctive. The imperfect subjunctive is used to express situations that are ongoing or hypothetical in the past. Pronoun, lo, for emphasis. The pronoun, lo, is often used to emphasize the adjective that follows it. Overall, the sentence expresses a feeling of inadequacy or self-doubt. La biblioteca es uno de mis sitios favoritos. The library is one of my favorite places. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Biblioteca is the noun, library, and is feminine. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, meaning is. Uno is the masculine singular form of the indefinite article, one. De is the preposition of. Mis is the possessive adjective, my, in the plural form. Sitios is the plural noun, places, which is masculine. Favoritos is the adjective, favorite, in the masculine plural form. This sentence uses the structure, uno de mis, which means, one of my. De mis is a possessive phrase that can be used with any noun that has a plural form. Tom podría no saber qué se supone que debe hacer. Tom might not know what he is supposed to do. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name, Tom. Podría. This is the conditional form of the verb. Poder. To be able to. It indicates possibility or potential. In this context, it means might. No. This means not. Saber. This is the verb to know. It is conjugated in the infinitive form. Que. This is the interrogative pronoun what. It is used here to ask what Tom might not know. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun that refers to the subject, Tom, in this case. It is used with the verb suppose to indicate that something is expected of him. Supone. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, suppose. Suponer. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It means that, in this sentence. Debe. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, must. Debe. It is used to express obligation or necessity. Hacer. This is the infinitive verb, to do. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The use of podría indicates possibility or potential. Reflexive pronoun. The se is used to indicate that something is expected of Tom. Subordinate clause. The clause introduced by que provides more information about what Tom might not know. Obligation and necessity. The use of debe signifies that Tom has an obligation, or something is expected of him. ¿Trabajas los domingos? Do you work on Sundays? This sentence asks a question about work schedule. ¿Trabajas? Is the verb, to work, conjugated in the second person singular in the present tense indicative. This means it refers to you and asks about your current work habits. Los domingos means on Sundays. Los is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the, and domingos is the plural of Sunday. This specifies the day of the week that the question is about. Together, the sentence asks, do you work on Sundays? Eres un cotilla. You are a nosy person. The sentence structure is simple. Eres is the second person singular form of the verb ser. To be, un, is the masculine singular indefinite article. Cotilla means a nosy person. The sentence translates literally to, you are a nosy person. Tom no tenía dinero suficiente para comprar comida para todos. Tom did not have enough money to buy food for everyone. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person named Tom. No means no, and is a negative adverb, indicating that Tom did not have enough money. Tenía is the imperfect tense of the verb tener, to have. It indicates that Tom did not have enough money at a specific point in the past. Dinero means money. Suficiente is an adjective meaning enough or sufficient. Para is a preposition meaning for or to. Comprar is the infinitive form of the verb to buy. Comida means food. Para is a preposition meaning for. Todos is a pronoun meaning everyone. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. In this case, it indicates that Tom didn't have enough money at a specific point in the past. Negative adverbs. The negative adverb no modifies the verb tenía, making the sentence negative. Prepositions. Prepositions such as para are essential for showing the relationship between words in a sentence. In this case, they indicate the purpose of the action, buying food, and the recipient of the food, everyone. Lo has hecho tú sola? Did you do it all by yourself? The sentence is a question in the preterite tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Lo. This is a contraction of e, which means lo, and e, lo, which means it. It is the subject pronoun of the sentence, referring to the action that was completed. As. This is the third person singular form of the verb haber, which means to have. In this context, it indicates that the action was completed in the past. Hecho. This is the past participle of the verb hacer, which means to do. It is used here to form the perfect tense. Tú. This is the second person singular subject pronoun, meaning you. It refers to the person being asked the question. Sola. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective solo, meaning alone. It indicates that the action was completed without any help from others. This is the question mark, indicating that the sentence is a question. Admiro la perseverancia de Tom. I admire Tom's perseverance. Breakdown. Admiro. This is the verb, to admire, in the first person singular present tense. It means, I admire. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. It is referring to perseverance. Perseverancia. This is the noun, perseverance, in the feminine singular form. De. This is the preposition, of, and indicates possession. Tom. This is the proper noun, Tom, the name of a person. Key concepts. The sentence uses a simple present tense verb, admire. The noun, perseverance, is modified by the definite article, the, indicating that the speaker is referring to a specific instance of perseverance. The preposition, of, shows possession, indicating that Tom is the one who possesses the perseverance. Tom le mostró a Mary la foto de John. Tom showed Mary the picture of John. This sentence is in the past tense. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence. Le. Is a direct object pronoun, meaning it replaces the direct object. It's used when the direct object is a person. The direct object in this case is Mary. Mostró. Mostró. Is the past tense of the verb mostra. Mostrar. Meaning to show. A. Is the preposition to in this sentence. It's used to show the person who was shown the picture. Mary. Mary. Is the indirect object. This is the person who received the picture. La. La. Is a direct object pronoun, meaning it replaces the direct object. It's used when the direct object is a thing. The direct object in this case is photo. Foto. Picture. Photo. Foto. Means picture. De. Means of. It's used to show possession, meaning John's picture. John. John. Is the possessor. Casi todos suspendieron. Almost everyone failed. The sentence uses the verb suspender, which means to fail in the context of schoolwork. Casi means almost, and todos means everyone. The phrase suspendieron is the third person plural past tense of suspender, indicating that many people failed. Los niños construyen castillos de arena en la playa. The children are building sand castles on the beach. Breakdown. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the. It is used because niños are masculine and plural. Niños. This is the masculine plural noun meaning children. Construyen. This is the third person plural present indicative of the verb construir, meaning to build. It is in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Castillos. This is the masculine plural noun meaning castles. De. This is the preposition of arena. This is the feminine noun meaning sand. En. This is the preposition, on, or, in. La. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. It is used because, playa, is feminine. Playa. This is the feminine noun meaning, beach. Key concepts. Gender and number. Spanish nouns have gender, masculine, or feminine, and number, singular, or plural. Articles and adjectives must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. Spanish verbs are conjugated based on person, tense, and mood. This sentence uses the third person plural present indicative of construir. Prepositions. Spanish uses prepositions to express relationships between words. In this sentence, de and en indicate the relationship between the nouns and the verb. Soy tolerante. I am tolerant. This sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be in the present tense. The form soy is the first person singular conjugation of ser, meaning I am. The word tolerante is an adjective meaning tolerant. Therefore, the sentence, soy tolerante, translates to, I am tolerant. Tom se quedó dormido en el tren. Tom fell asleep on the train. This sentence is in the pretérito. Past tense, and tells us that Tom fell asleep at some point in the past. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action. Se quedó is the verb phrase, meaning to fall asleep, in this context. It is formed with the reflexive pronoun se and the verb quedar in the pretérito tense. Dormido is the past participle of the verb dormir, to sleep, and acts as an adjective describing Tom's state. En el tren is a prepositional phrase indicating the location where Tom fell asleep. En means on or in, and el tren is the masculine singular definite article followed by the noun train. Realmente quieres vender tu guitarra? This translates to, do you really want to sell your guitar? Here's a breakdown. Realmente. Realmente. This is an interrogative adverb meaning, really? Or, truly? It adds emphasis to the question. Quieres. Quieres. Is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb, querer, meaning, to want. It's conjugated to match the subject, to you, which is implied in the sentence. Vender, vender, is the infinitive form of the verb, to sell. To, tu, is the possessive adjective, your, modifying, guitarra, 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 means, guitar. The sentence structure is a simple question using the interrogative form. The verb, cura, is conjugated in the present indicative tense to express a current state of wanting. The infinitive form of vender is used to express the action of selling. Come en el aula? Do you eat in the classroom? This sentence is a question in the ustedes form of the verb comer, meaning to eat. Breakdown. Coméis. This is the question form of the verb comer, conjugated in the ustedes form, you all slash you plural. It's asking if the group eats en el aula. This means in the classroom. En is the preposition, in el is the definite article, the aula means classroom. Ese tipo me robó la billetera. That guy stole my wallet. Breakdown. Ese. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning that, and it is used to refer to something that is not close to the speaker or listener. Tipo. This is a masculine noun meaning guy or type in the sense of a person. Me. This is the direct object pronoun meaning me in this context. Provar. This is the past tense of the verb provar, which means to steal. La. This is the definite article meaning the, and it is used with a feminine noun, billetera. This is a feminine noun meaning wallet. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives, ese, and its feminine counterpart, esa, are used to distinguish a person or thing from others. Direct object pronoun, me, is used as the direct object of the verb, provar. Past tense, the verb, provar, is in the past tense, indicating that the action of stealing happened in the past. Definite article, the definite article, la, is used with the feminine noun, billetera, to specify the particular wallet. Ordenemos hamburguesas. I ordered two hamburgers. The sentence is in the preterite tense, indicating that the action of ordering the hamburgers happened in the past, and is completed. Breakdown. Ordené colon, this is the first person singular preterite form of the verb. Ordenar. To order. Dos. Colon, this is the Spanish word for to. Hamburguesas. Colon, this is the plural form of the noun. Hamburguesa. Hamburger. Key concepts. Preterite tense. Used for actions that took place in the past and are finished. Plural forms. The noun. Hamburguesa. Is in the plural form because there are two hamburgers. Ya es hora de dormir. It's already time to sleep. Breakdown. Ya. This is an adverb that means already. It emphasizes that the time for sleeping has arrived. Es. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, to be. It's used here because the subject is implied to be the time. Hora. This is the feminine noun for hour or time. De. This is a preposition that means of. It connects the hora time with the following verb. Dormir. This is the infinitive form of the verb to sleep. Here, it's used in an infinitive phrase, de dormir. This sentence uses the simple present tense in Spanish, which can be tricky for English speakers because it is used to express a variety of situations, such as facts, habitual actions, and states of being. In this sentence, it indicates that the time for sleeping has arrived, a factual statement. Salió de maravillas. It turned out great. The sentence is in the pretérito indefinido. Past tense, and uses the verb salir. To go out, to leave. De maravillas. Is a common expression in Spanish, similar to perfectly, wonderfully, or fantastically. This sentence describes something that had a positive outcome or result. Eres de Australia, Bernard. You are from Australia, right? This sentence is a question in the present tense asking about the person's origin. Eres is the informal form of the verb ser. To be, in the second person singular. De means from or of. Australia is the name of the country. Bernard is an interrogative phrase used to confirm information and translates to right. It is often used in a friendly or casual tone. Asegúrate de que la puerta esté cerrada con llave antes de salir. Make sure the door is locked before you leave. Breakdown. Asegúrate. This is the imperative form of the verb. Asegurar. To make sure, meaning, make sure. De que. This is a conjunction that means, that. It is used to introduce a subordinate clause that provides further information about the main clause. La puerta. This is the feminine singular definite article. La. The, followed by the noun. Puerta. Door. Este. This is the subjunctive form of the verb. Estar. To be. It is used here to express a condition or desire. Cerrada. This is the past participle of the verb. Cerrar. To close, meaning closed. The past participle is used with estar to form the passive voice, indicating that the door is in a state of being closed. Con llave. This is a prepositional phrase meaning with a key. It indicates that the door is closed in a specific way, using a key. Antes de. This is a preposition meaning before. It introduces a time clause, indicating that the action of locking the door should happen before leaving. Salir. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Salir. To leave. This sentence uses the subjunctive mood in the subordinate clause to express a condition or desire. The use of the passive voice with estar plus past participle emphasizes the state of the door being closed. Tom knows how seen Mary. Tom doesn't know what he would do without Mary. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Knows how is the verb, meaning, doesn't know. This is in the present tense, third person singular. K is an interrogative pronoun, meaning, what? It's used here to introduce a noun clause. Aria is the verb, to do, in the conditional tense, meaning, would do. It's in the third person singular. El is a pronoun, meaning, he. Seen is a preposition, meaning, without. Mari is the object of the preposition, a proper noun. Key concepts. Conditional tense. The conditional tense in Spanish, haría, is used to express hypothetical or conditional situations. Noun clause. The phrase, que haría él, is a noun clause acting as the object of the verb, doesn't know. Prepositional phrase. The phrase, sin Mari, acts as a prepositional phrase modifying the verb, would do. Tom es solo un amateur. Tom is just an amateur. This sentence means that Tom is not a professional, and lacks experience in the area in question. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Es is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Ser, meaning, to be. Solo is an adverb meaning, only, or, just. Un is an indefinite article meaning, a, or, an. Amateur is a noun meaning, amateur. Key concept. The sentence highlights the contrast between a professional and an amateur. Amateur suggests a lack of formal training and experience, while a professional is someone with expertise in a particular field. El amor es más fuerte que la muerte. Love is stronger than death. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence with a subject. El amor. Love, and a predicate. Es más fuerte que la muerte. Is stronger than death. The verb. Es is the third person singular form of the verb, ser, to be, in the present tense. This form is used when the subject is singular, and third person, like, el amor. The adjective, fuerte, strong, is used in the comparative form, más fuerte, stronger, which indicates that love is stronger than something else. This comparison is made with the preposition que, then, followed by the noun la muerte, death. This sentence is a common proverb that expresses a powerful sentiment about the enduring nature of love. Compré tres manzanas y dos racimos de uvas para el postre en el mercado. I bought 3 apples and 2 bunches of grapes for dessert at the market. Breakdown. Compré. This is the past participle of the verb. Comprar. To buy. It is used in the past tense, because the action of buying already happened. Tres. This is the Spanish word for 3. Manzanas. This is the plural form of manzana. Apple. E. This is the Spanish word for and dos. This is the Spanish word for 2. Racimos. This is the plural form of racimo. Bunch. De. This preposition means of and is used to show possession. Uvas. This is the plural form of uva. Grape. Para. This preposition means for and is used to indicate the purpose of buying the fruit. El. This is the masculine definite article meaning, the postre. This word means, dessert. En This preposition means in or at and is used to indicate the location. El. This is the masculine definite article meaning the mercado. This word means market. Key concepts. Direct object. The sentence has two direct objects, manzanas and racimos de uvas, which are the things being bought. Prepositions. The prepositions de, para, and en are used to show relationships between the different elements of the sentence. Plural forms. The nouns manzanas, racimos, and uvas are all in the plural form because there are multiple items. A Tom le gustava Australia. Tom liked Australia. The sentence is in the le gustava. He liked form of the imperfect tense, which is used to describe past actions or states that continued for a period of time. The subject, Tom. Tom is followed by the verb gustava. Liked, conjugated in the third person singular. The object of the verb is Australia. Australia. Tom. Con quien vas a pasar la Navidad? Tom, who are you going to spend Christmas with? This sentence is a question directed to Tom asking who he will spend Christmas with. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name of the person being addressed. Con quien? Colon. This is a question word phrase meaning with whom. Con is the preposition, with quien is the interrogative pronoun, who. Vas a pasar. Colon. This is the verb phrase, are going to spend. Vas is the second person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ir. To go. A is the preposition, to. Pasar is the verb, to spend. La Navidad. Colon. This is the noun phrase, Christmas. La is the definite article, the. Navidad is the noun, Christmas. Key concepts. Interrogative pronouns. Quién is used to ask about a person. Verb conjugation. The verb ir is conjugated in the second person singular present indicative form to agree with the subject, Tom. Prepositions. The prepositions con and a are used to indicate relationships between the verb and its objects. Noun phrases. The noun phrase la Navidad is the object of the verb pasar. Él se perdió cuando se dirigía hacia aquí. He got lost when he was heading here. Breakdown. Él. This is the masculine singular pronoun, he. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun, meaning himself. Here, it's used to show that the action of getting lost is happening to the subject, he. Perdió. This is the past tense of the verb. Perder. To lose. So, it means, he lost, himself. Cuando. This is a conjunction meaning, when. Se. This is another reflexive pronoun, used with the verb. Dirigía. Dirigía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Dirigir. To head, to direct. It shows a continuous action in the past. So, it means, he was heading. Hacia. This preposition means, towards. Aquí. This adverb means, here. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. Se is used twice in the sentence to show that the subject is both the one losing himself, and the one heading towards here. Past tense. The verb. Perdió is in the past tense, showing that the action of getting lost happened in the past. Imperfect tense. The verb. Dirigía is in the imperfect tense, showing a continuous action in the past, highlighting that he was heading here before getting lost. La madre de ese niño es una locutora. The mother of that boy is a locutora. La is the definite article for the, and is feminine singular. It agrees with madre, which is also feminine singular. Madre means mother, and is a noun. There is the preposition of. Is the demonstrative adjective, that, meaning it is a specific boy that both the speaker and listener know. It is masculine singular to agree with. Niño. Which is also masculine singular. Niño means boy, and is a noun. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, ser, which means, to be. This verb is used to describe characteristics, or professions. Una is the indefinite article for a, and is feminine singular, agreeing with locutora. Locutora means female announcer, or voiceover artist, and is a noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement in Spanish. Notice that the definite articles, demonstrative adjective, and noun all agree in gender and number. The verb, ser, is used to describe a person's occupation. Tom me dijo que pensaba que Mari sabía tocar la flauta. Tom told me that he thought Mary knew how to play the flute. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun for the person named Tom. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. Dijo. This is the past tense of the verb, decir, to say slash tell. This indicates the action took place in the past. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. It's essentially, that. Pensaba. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, pensar, to think. The imperfect tense describes an action that was ongoing in the past. Que. This is another conjunction introducing a subordinate clause. Mari. This is the proper noun for the person named Mary. Sabía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, saber, to know. It describes the ability to do something. Tocar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, tocar, to play. La. This is the definite article, the flauta. This is the noun, flute. Key concepts. Subordinate clauses. The sentence contains two subordinate clauses, both introduced by the conjunction. Que. These clauses are dependent on the main clause, and provide additional information. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used in this sentence to describe actions that were ongoing in the past. Infinitive verbs. The verb. Tocar. Is used in its infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun. Me. Is the direct object of the verb. Dijo. ¿Cuánto tiempo te llevará pintar mi casa? How long will it take you to paint my house? Breakdown. ¿Cuánto tiempo? ¿Cuánto tiempo? This phrase asks, how much time? Or, how long? It's a common way to inquire about the duration of something. T. T. This is the object pronoun meaning, you, informal, singular. It is used here, because we are asking the person directly. Levará. Llevará. This is the third person singular form of the future tense of the verb. Llevar. To take, or, to carry. Here it is translated as, will take, pintar. Pintar. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to paint. My casa. Mi casa. This is a possessive phrase meaning, my house. Mi. Is the possessive adjective, my, and. Casa. Is the noun, house. Key concepts. Future tense. Llevará. Is used to express an action that will happen in the future. Direct object pronoun. Te. indicates the person who will be doing the action of painting the house. Possessive adjective, me, indicates that the house belongs to the speaker. Tom lo tenía en su bolsa. Tom had it in his bag. The sentence uses the verb tener, which means to have, and is conjugated in the past tense, tenía, which means had. Lo is a direct object pronoun meaning it, and refers to an object previously mentioned or understood from the context. En means in, and is followed by the possessive adjective su, meaning his, and the noun bolsa, meaning bag. Anoche compartí taxi con Paris Hilton. Last night I shared a taxi with Paris Hilton. Breakdown. Anoche. Anoche. This is a contraction of en la noche, meaning last night. The e in en is elided before la, resulting in anoche. Comparti. Comparti. This is the first person singular preterite form of the verb compartir, meaning to share or to split. This verb is in the past tense. Taxi. Taxi. This is the noun, taxi, in Spanish. Con. Con. This is the preposition, with. Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton. This is a proper noun. Key concepts. Preterite tense. The preterite tense in Spanish is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. It is equivalent to the simple past tense in English. Contractions. Spanish sometimes contracts words like en and la into anoche. Prepositions. The preposition con is used to indicate that someone is doing something with someone else. En la mayoría de los países las mujeres viven más que los hombres. In most countries women live longer than men. Breakdown. En is a preposition meaning in. La is the definite article meaning the. Mayoría is a noun meaning majority. De is a preposition meaning of. Los is the definite article meaning the. Países is a noun meaning countries. Las is the definite article meaning the. Mujeres is a noun meaning women. Viven is a verb meaning live. Más is an adverb meaning more. Que is a conjunction meaning than. Los is the definite article meaning the. Hombres is a noun meaning men. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Notice how the articles and adjectives agree in gender with the nouns they modify. For example, la mayoría. Feminine singular agrees with mujeres. Feminine plural. Comparatives. The sentence uses the comparative adjective más to compare the lifespan of women and men. Prepositions. The sentence uses prepositions to indicate location en and de and to introduce the object of comparison que. Puse el dinero en la caja fuerte. I put the money in the safe. Breakdown. Puse is the past tense of the verb poner, which means to put or to place. El dinero means the money. En is a preposition that means in or on. La caja fuerte means the safe. Key concepts. Direct object, el dinero, is the direct object of the verb poner. Preposition, en, is used to indicate the location of the money. Gender agreement, la caja fuerte, is feminine, so the definite article, la, is used before it. Tú eres un poco más alto que yo. No. You are a little taller than me, aren't you? This sentence uses the comparative form of the adjective alto. Tall, which is más alto. Taller, más, is the comparative adjective adverb, and it means more. The sentence also uses the expression no, which is used to make a question, isn't it? Or, don't you think so? The verb eres is the conjugated form of the verb ser. To be, in the second person singular, present tense. The pronoun tú, you, is implied in the verb eres. The pronoun yo, I, is the object of the comparison. Deme la mitad. Give me half. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Deme is the imperative form of the verb dar. To give, in the third person singular, and it is used to express a polite command, like, give me. It's polite, because it uses the object pronoun me. Me, with the verb la, is the definite article for the feminine singular noun mitad. Half. Mitad is the noun meaning half, and in this case is the direct object of the verb. Tom pagó por adelantado. Tom paid in advance. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the simple past tense of the verb pagar. To pay. Pagó is the third person singular past tense form of pagar. Por adelantado means in advance. This phrase is very common in Spanish, and is a useful way to express the idea of paying before receiving a good or service. Ellos no han llegado aún. They have not arrived yet. This sentence uses the present perfect tense in Spanish, which is formed with the auxiliary verb haber, conjugated in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of llegar is llegado. Ellos. They, masculine plural. No. Not. An. Have, third person plural of haber. Llegado. Arrived, past participle of llegar. Aún. Yet. This sentence conveys that the action of arriving has not been completed at the present moment. Añoro un montón la comida tailandesa. I miss Thai food a lot. The sentence structure is a simple one. Añoro. This verb means to miss or to long for. It is in the present tense, indicating that the feeling is ongoing. Un montón. This is a common expression in Spanish meaning a lot or a ton. It emphasizes the intensity of the longing. La comida tailandesa. This phrase denotes Thai food. La is the definite article for feminine nouns, and comida means food. Tailandesa is the adjective for Thai. The sentence is a simple statement expressing a strong desire for Thai food. The verb, añoro, is often used for things or people you miss, not just places. Pasé el día entero allí. I spent the whole day there. This sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Pasé is the first person singular preterite form of the verb pasar. To spend, the e at the end of the verb changes to e acentuada when it is conjugated in the preterite tense. El día entero means the whole day. Allí means there, and refers to a place previously mentioned or understood by the context. No hay nada ahí. There is nothing there. Breakdown. No means no, and acts as a negative adverb modifying the verb I. Is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb habe, which means to have. In this case, it is used in the impersonal form, which means that it doesn't refer to a specific subject, and is translated as there is or there are. Nada means nothing, and acts as a direct object of the verb hey, i.e. means there, and acts as an adverb of place, indicating the location of the nothing. Hicimos lo que estuvo en nuestras manos para proteger a Tom. We did everything in our power to protect Tom. Breakdown. Hicimos is the past participle of the verb hacer. To do, conjugated in the first person plural. It indicates that the action was completed in the past. Law is a pronoun that stands for the action, everything. Que is a conjunction that introduces a relative clause. Estuvo is the past participle of the verb estar. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. En is a preposition meaning in. Nuestras is a possessive adjective meaning our. Manos is a noun meaning hands. Para is a preposition meaning to. Proteger is a verb meaning to protect. A is a preposition meaning to. Tom is a proper noun. Key concepts. Relative clause, the phrase que estuvo en nuestras manos is a relative clause, which modifies the pronoun lo. It gives more information about what we did. Prepositions. This sentence uses several prepositions, such as en, in, para, to, and a. To, which are essential for understanding the relationships between the words. Past participles, both hicimos and estuvo, are past participles, which are important for understanding the tense and completion of the actions. Los padres de Mary odian a Tom. Mary's parents hate Tom. Breakdown. Los. This is the masculine plural definite article, meaning the padres. This is the masculine plural noun meaning parents. It is the subject of the sentence. De. This is the preposition of, indicating possession. Mari. This is the proper noun, Mary, the possessor. Odian. This is the third person plural present tense form of the verb odia, meaning to hate. Ah. This is the masculine singular definite article, the, but in this case it is used as a preposition meaning to. Tom. This is the proper noun, Tom, the object of the verb. Key concepts. Definite articles. The definite articles. Los. And. Are crucial for understanding the nouns and their relationships. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Odian is conjugated in the third person plural to agree with the plural subject. Padres. Prepositions. The prepositions. De. And. A. Establish the relationships between the nouns in the sentence. Word order. The sentence follows the typical Spanish word order of subject verb object. Esta es una canción que aprendí cuando era pequeño. This is a song that I learned when I was little. Breakdown. Esta is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This, and is used to refer to a noun close to the speaker. Es is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article. Un. A slash an. Canción is a noun meaning song. Que is a relative pronoun, meaning that or which, and introduces a relative clause. Apprendee is the first person singular preterite form of the verb. Aprender. To learn. Cuando is a conjunction meaning when. Era is the third person singular imperfect form of the verb. Ser. To be. Pequeño is an adjective meaning little or small. Key concepts. Demonstrative adjectives. Esta is a demonstrative adjective that indicates proximity to the speaker. Relative pronoun. Que introduces a relative clause, providing additional information about the noun, song. Preterite tense. Aprendí is in the preterite tense, which indicates a completed action in the past. Imperfect tense. Era is in the imperfect tense, which describes a continuous or habitual action in the past. Empiecen a escribir. Start writing. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb empezar is conjugated in the imperative form for the ustedes. You all form, which is used to address a group of people. The verb is empiecen and is followed by the infinitive escribir. To complete the command, ella siguió trabajando. She continued working. This sentence is in the past tense and uses the verb seguir, which means to continue, and the present participle. Trabajando, which means working. The present participle is used to show that the action of working is ongoing. The subject is ella, which means she. Pasé una semana en la casa de mi tío. I spent a week at my uncle's house. Here is a breakdown. Pasé is the past participle of the verb pasar. To spend, to pass, conjugated in the first person singular preterite tense. This tense is used to describe completed actions in the past. Una semana means 1 week. Una is the feminine singular form of the indefinite article, a, or, an, and semana means week. En is a preposition meaning in or at. La is the feminine singular definite article meaning the. Casa means house. De is a preposition meaning of. Me is the possessive adjective meaning my. Tío means uncle. Therefore, the sentence translates to I spent a week at my uncle's house. Estoy muy agradecido por lo que ustedes han hecho por mí y mi familia. I am very grateful for what you have done for me and my family. Breakdown. Estoy. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb estar, to be. It means I am. Muy. This means very. Agradecido. This is the masculine singular past participle of the verb agradecer, to be grateful. It acts as an adjective here, meaning grateful. Por. This means for. Law. This is a direct object pronoun referring to what you have done. Que. This is a conjunction meaning that or which, introducing the relative clause. Ustedes. This is the formal pronoun for you, plural. An. This is the third person plural present tense of the verb haber, which is used to form compound tenses. In this case, it is part of the present perfect tense. Hecho. This is the past participle of the verb hacer, to do or to make. Por. This again means for. Me. This is the first person singular object pronoun meaning me. E. This means, and. Me. This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. Familia. This means, family. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. An hecho. Is the present perfect tense, used to describe an action that happened in the past, and continues to have an effect in the present. Relative clause. The clause. Que usted es un hecho por mí. Is a relative clause, which provides more information about the object. Law. Formal address. The use of ustedes is important as it indicates a formal tone of respect. Déjame leer. Stop reading. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb dejar, dejar, means to stop, and is conjugated in the infinitive form dejar. The infinitive form is used with the imperative mood to create a command. The infinitive form of the verb is used for commands directed at, to, you, informal, singular. The object of the verb is leer, leer, meaning, to read. Por cuánto tiempo vas a continuar lamentándote acerca de eso? No puedes cambiar el pasado. How long are you going to continue lamenting about that? You can't change the past. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is used to describe an action that is happening now, or an action that is continuing over a period of time. The present continuous tense is formed with the verb estar, to be, plus the gerund, the ing form of the verb. In this case, the verb lamentar, to lament, is used in the gerund form, lamentándote. The phrase, por cuánto tiempo, means, for how long. The phrase, acerca de, means, about. The phrase, no puedes cambiar el pasado, means, you can't change the past. Todavía nos queda algo de dinero. We still have some money left. The sentence structure is straightforward. Todavía. This adverb means, still, or, yet, and indicates that something continues to be true. Nos. This is the direct object pronoun, us, indicating that the money is still with us. Queda. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Quedar. To remain, to be left. The conjugation changes based on the subject. Algo. This indefinite pronoun means some, or something, and indicates a small, or unspecified amount of money. De. This preposition means of, and connects the amount to the money. Dinero. This is the noun for money. The sentence utilizes the concept of direct object pronouns, nos, which are used to replace the object of a verb to avoid repetition. Es una película francesa con subtítulos en inglés. It is a French film with English subtitles. The sentence is in the third person singular, present tense of the verb ser, to be, es, and the noun, película, film, is feminine, singular, and agrees in gender and number with the verb, francesa, is the feminine singular form of the adjective, francés, French, con, is the preposition, with, subtítulos, is the plural form of the noun, subtítulo. Subtitle, which is masculine, but in this case is being used as a noun of mass. En inglés, is the preposition, en, in, followed by the masculine singular form of the adjective, inglés, English, Es realmente simple. It is really simple. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb ser, ser, which is the verb to be in Spanish. Is, es, is the third person singular form of ser, ser, which means it is, or he slash she is. Realmente, realmente, is an adverb that means really or truly. Simple, simple, is an adjective that means simple. Llegamos los últimos. We arrived last. This sentence uses the verb llegar, which means to arrive. The verb is in the past tense, llegamos, which signifies that the arrival already happened. The word los means the, and the word últimos means last. The phrase los últimos indicates the position of arrival, we were the last to arrive. This sentence is an example of a subject-verb-object sentence structure. The subject is we, implied in the verb conjugation, and the object is the last, represented by los últimos. Hace frío ahí afuera. It's cold outside. Breakdown. Hace. This is a special verb that indicates a state of being, in this case, it is, or, there is. Frío. This is the masculine singular noun meaning, cold. Ahí. This is an adverb meaning, there. Afuera. This is an adverb meaning, outside. Key concept. This sentence uses the impersonal form of hacer, which is often used to describe weather conditions or states of being. Déjame desperdiciar el dinero. Stop wasting money. Dejar. Dejar. Is the imperative form of the verb. Dejar. To leave, to stop. It means stop or cease in this context. De. De. Is a preposition meaning of or from in this case. Desperdiciar. Desperdiciar. Is a verb meaning to waste, L. L. Is the definite article meaning the. Dinero. Dinero. Is a noun meaning money. This sentence is an imperative command, telling someone to stop wasting money. The use of the imperative form of dejar. Deja. Makes it a direct command. Estuvo nevando dos días. It was snowing for 2 days. Breakdown. Estuvo. This is the past participle of the verb. Estar. To be. In this sentence, it's used in the imperfect tense, indicating a continuous action in the past. Nevando. This is the gerund form of the verb. Nevar. To snow. The gerund is used to indicate an ongoing action. Dos. This is the Spanish word for 2 días. This is the plural form of the word día. Day. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. Used to describe actions that were ongoing in the past. Gerund. Used to describe an action that is happening while another action is taking place. Plural forms. Nouns in Spanish have different forms for singular and plural. Todavía quedan otras opciones. There are still other options. Breakdown. Todavía. Todavía. Means, still, or, yet. It indicates that something continues to be the case, even though it may be expected to have changed. Quedan. Quedan. Is the third person plural present indicative of the verb. Quedar. Meaning, to remain, or, to be left. In this case, it refers to the options that are still available. Otras. Otras. Is the feminine plural form of otro. Meaning, other. It specifies that the options are different from any previously mentioned options. Opciones. refers to the choices or possibilities that are available. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb kēnan is in the present tense, indicating that the options are still available at the moment of speaking. Plural forms. The use of the plural forms otras and opciones indicates that there are multiple options remaining. Adverb todavía functions as an adverb, modifying the verb kēnan and emphasizing that the options are still available. Perdóname por bromear. This translates to, forgive me for joking. Breakdown. Perdóname. This is the imperative form of the verb, perdonar, which means, to forgive. The, me, at the end indicates that the action of forgiveness is directed towards the listener. Por. This is a preposition that means, for. Bromear. This is the infinitive form of the verb, broma, which means, to joke. Key concept. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests. Here, the speaker is asking the listener to forgive them. Imagino que no soy tan lista como vosotras. I imagine that I am not as smart as you. Imagino is the verb, to imagine, in the first person singular, present tense. Que is the conjunction, that. No is the negative adverb, not. Soy is the verb, to be, in the first person singular, present tense. Tan is the adverb, so. Lista is the adjective, smart, in the feminine singular form. Como is the conjunction, as. Vosotras is the pronoun, you all, in the feminine form. This is a formal pronoun, and is used in Spain, but not in Latin America. Estoy acostumbrado al tiempo frío. I am used to the cold weather. This sentence uses the verb estar, conjugated in the present tense, which in this case means, to be. This is followed by the past participle, acostumbrado, which is a form of the verb acostumbrar, meaning, to get used to. In this context, the past participle acts as an adjective modifying yo, I, which is the implied subject of the sentence. The preposition a is used with al, which is a contraction of a and el, to form al, meaning, to the, and modifying the noun tiempo, which means weather. The adjective frío, meaning cold, modifies the noun tiempo. Sos hermosa. You are beautiful. This sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be. The form sos is the second person singular form of the verb in the present tense. It is used for you when addressing one person. The word hermosa means beautiful, and it is a feminine adjective. Since sos is feminine, the adjective needs to match. Hay un policía en la puerta. There is a policeman at the door. Breakdown. I. This is the third person singular form of the verb haber, which means to have, or there is slash there are. In this sentence, it acts as an existential verb, indicating the presence of something. Un. This is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a or an. Policía. This is a masculine noun meaning policeman. En. This preposition means in or on, and is used to indicate location. La. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Puerta. This is a feminine noun meaning door. Key concept. The sentence uses the verb haber to express existence. This is a common structure in Spanish to indicate the presence of something. The use of the indefinite article un indicates that the policeman is not specifically known. Si no estuviera lloviendo, iría a pescar. If it weren't raining, I would go fishing. This sentence is a conditional sentence in Spanish. It uses the subjunctive mood in the si clause, if it weren't raining. Here is the breakdown. Si. This word means, if, and introduces the conditional clause. No estuviera. This is the imperfect subjunctive of the verb. Estar. To be, and means, were not. It is used, because the situation described in the clause is hypothetical, not a fact. Lloviendo. This is the gerund form of the verb. Llover. To rain. Gerunds often function as adverbs, describing the state of the action. Iría. This is the conditional form of the verb. Ir. To go. It indicates a hypothetical action, or consequence. A pescar. This means, to fish, with the preposition. A. Used before the infinitive verb. Pescar. To express the purpose of the action. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. This mood is used to express uncertainty, hypothetical situations, or wishes. Conditional sentences. These sentences express a hypothetical situation, and its consequence. They are often used with the subjunctive mood in the if clause. Gerunds. Gerunds are verb forms that function as nouns, or adverbs. They are often formed by adding ing to the verb stem. El padre de Tom se llama John. Tom's father is named John. The sentence uses the masculine definite article. El before padre. Father, to indicate that the father is singular and male. The possessive adjective. The follows the noun. Padre, father, and modifies the noun. Tom, to show possession. The bear. Si llama, is named, is used to introduce the name, John. Perro saltó a la silla y se quedó ahí inmóvil por cinco minutos. A dog jumped onto the chair and stayed there motionless for 5 minutes. Perro. This is the indefinite article, in Spanish, followed by the noun, dog, which is perro. Saltó. This is the past tense of the verb, to jump, which is saltar. In this case, it is the third person singular form, meaning the dog jumped. A la silla. This translates to, onto the chair. A. Is the preposition, to. La. Is the definite article, the, used for feminine nouns, and. Silla. Is the noun, chair. Y se quedó. This translates to, and stayed. Y. Is the conjunction, and. Se quedó. Is the past tense of the verb, to stay, which is. Quedar. And is used in the third person singular form. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun. Se. To emphasize that the dog stayed still in the action. I.e. This is the adverb, there. Inmóvil. This is an adjective meaning, motionless. Por cinco minutos. This means, for 5 minutes. Por. Is the preposition, for. Cinco. Is the number, five. And. Minutos. Is the plural of the noun, minute. Tom puede confiar en Mary. Tom can trust Mary. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an ability to trust. Breakdown. Tom. Colon the subject of the sentence, referring to a male person named Tom. Puede. Colon the verb, can, in Spanish, indicating ability or possibility. It is the third person singular form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. Confiar. Confiar. Colon the verb, to trust, in Spanish. It is in the infinitive form, meaning it is not conjugated. N. N. Colon the preposition, in, indicating the object of the trust. Mary. Mari. Colon the object of the preposition. N. And the person being trusted. Ella te gusta, Bernard. She likes you, doesn't she? This is a question using a tag question. A tag question is a short question added to the end of a statement to confirm or check information. In this case, the statement is Ella te gusta, which means she likes you. The tag question is Bernard, which means right or isn't it? The bear in the tag question is Bernard, which means truth. The tag question is formed by using the opposite of the bear in the statement. Since the statement is positive, the tag question is negative. No te creí. I didn't believe you. The sentence is in the preterite tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. No means no and is used for negation. Te is the object pronoun for you and is used when the object of the verb is the person being addressed directly. Creí is the preterite form of the verb creer, to believe. The sentence can be broken down into no, no plus te, you plus creí. I believed. Tú has parado el motor. You have stopped the engine. Breakdown. Tú. This is the informal second person singular pronoun, meaning you. It's used when talking to someone you know well, like a friend or family member. Has. As. This is the third person singular form of the present perfect tense of the verb haber. Haber. Which means to have. Here it functions as an auxiliary verb, helping to form the perfect tense. Parado. Parado. This is the past participle of the verb parar. Parar. Which means to stop. L. L. This is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the motor. Motor. This is the noun, engine. Key concepts. Present perfect tense. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past, but has a connection to the present. In this case, the action of stopping the engine has a result that is still relevant now. Auxiliary verb. Haber. Haber. Is an auxiliary verb that is used to form different tenses and moods in Spanish. Here it is used with the past participle, parado. Parado. To form the present perfect. Past participle. The past participle is the form of a verb that is used to form perfect tenses and passive voice constructions. Aparentemente, Tom no quería ir a la boda de Marijón. Apparently, Tom didn't want to go to Mary and John's wedding. Aparentemente. This word means apparently and suggests that the speaker is basing their statement on an assumption or observation. Tom. This is the name of a male person. No quería. This phrase means didn't want to. This is the past tense of the verb querer, which means to want. Ir. This means to go. It is the infinitive form of the verb, but it's used here in the context of the past tense. A la boda. This means to the wedding. de marijón. This means, of Mary and John. The preposition de indicates possession. The entire sentence is a simple past tense statement that expresses a past situation. ¿Dónde está Tom cuando se le necesita? Where is Tom when he is needed? This sentence is a question in the present tense, asking the location of Tom in a specific situation. Breakdown. ¿Dónde? This is the interrogative word meaning, where. It is used to ask for the location of something, or someone. Está. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Estar. Which means, to be. It is used here to indicate Tom's current location. Tom. This is the name of the person in question. Cuando. This is a conjunction meaning, when. It introduces the specific circumstance in which Tom's location is being questioned. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun, meaning himself or oneself. It refers back to Tom. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun for him. It is used here to indicate that Tom is the one who is needed. Necesita. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Necesitar. Meaning, to need. The sentence translates to, where is Tom when he is needed? This implies that Tom is often unavailable when needed. Es que hoy es lunes. Is it true that today is Monday? This sentence is in the interrogative form. It uses the phrase, es que, to express a question of confirmation. Es que, means, is it that? Or, is it true that? This phrase is used to confirm information, or ask if something is true. Hoy. Means, today. Es. Is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Ser. Which means, to be. Lunes. Means, Monday. Esto es una estafa. This is a scam. Breakdown. Esto is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. It refers to the scam mentioned later in the sentence. Es is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb. Ser. To be. In this sentence, it acts as a copula, linking the subject, this, to the predicate, a scam. Una. Is the feminine singular definite article meaning, a, or, an. Estafa. Is a noun meaning, scam, or, fraud. The entire sentence translates to, this is a scam. It indicates that something is deceitful, or fraudulent. Por favor, deme algo de beber. Please give me something to drink. This sentence is a polite request. Por favor. Means, please, and is used to make the request more polite. Deme. Is the informal, familiar form of the verb. Dar. Meaning, to give. It's used with someone you are close to. Algo. Means, something, and refers to any kind of beverage. Beber. Means, to drink, and functions as a prepositional phrase. The verb, beber, is used in the infinitive form to express the purpose of the request.